Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, eyes on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, I'm Oskar Frisinger, member of the Swiss Parliament and of the government of the Swiss Canton de Neuchâtel, and you're listening to Audrey Russo and Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. American Heritage Dictionary defines treason as the betrayal of allegiance toward one's own country, especially by committing hostile acts against it or aiding its enemies in committing such acts. Since 2015, there have been bad actors who have committed treason against our great nation from within. The evidence is unequivocal. So, will there be justice? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Always a pleasure to do your show.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to jump in with this. You've written extensively on treason in your new book series, and that's due to the fact that numerous officials in our government committed treason from, actually, I just go back from to 2015 forward. And I want to lay this out for the listeners. So what article and section of the Constitution defines treason?
Well, it's Article 3, Section 3, Article III, Section 3, treason against the United States of America, and it shall be committed against our country in recognition to the enemies of America.
Right.
But, I mean, our article, and I've written two books on it, Beyond Treason, and another one. But in those books, we not only define treason, mm-hmm. we identify those who have committed treason, in our opinion,
right.
from Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, and what type of treason they've committed. What are they guilty of?
Right.
So we've clearly defined that in our books and in this article. But now, I mean, I don't know what's going on with the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
And why isn't, I'll give you an example, Soros, who continues to fight yeah. and destroy America with treasonous support of all of these groups like Antifa.
Yeah.
That commit these violent acts in our city. And so what we try to do is push the Department of Justice to finally hold some of these people responsible. And those people during the Obama's time and goodness, Joe Biden. And so would they have all the information? We know how to do it. We haven't done it for a while, and it's with a military tribunal that they should be indicted, arrested, and then incarcerated until their trials come up.
Yeah. It seems to me that, is it that there are so many, sadly and tragically, in the government that have committed treason, I mean, according to what the Constitution says, that they... It's almost as if it's like kryptonite to them. They don't, the Justice Department, they don't even want to touch it. You know, what is that?
Well, I think one of the really, it's the reluctance to go forward with it because it's going to be tough to prove.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, with Soros, you mentioned a great one. With Soros, I don't think it's difficult to prove with him. I mean, they can trace the money, right?
Absolutely. Trace these groups that have conducted anarchy against our country, and you see what's going on in New Jersey now.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
These people are being paid, and we trace the money. And Soros is, of course, in his 80s now. His son is running everything.
Yeah, actually, he's in his 90s.
That's just an example.
Yeah. He's in his 90s, and he's still, I know the son, but he still has a say in it.
Well, of course.
What in the world? I mean, we've known for you know, how many years have we known that Soros and his money, you know, through NGOs and through his 501c3s are you know, you just mentioned Jersey, Newark, New Jersey. They have his money has set, they have gone through his organizations and set up tents. They're feeding them. They're bringing in hot food for these anarchists. It's amazing. Why doesn't the Justice Department just go in there? Why are we waiting for Jersey to do anything? Because these are federal ICE agents. You know, they're federal ICE agents. You need to protect them, right?
Well, I guess even under Pam Bondi, she should have moved forward.
But she did nothing. Yeah, I was down on her.
She did not.
Yeah.
DOJ is tied up with so many things now going on in our cities and... what's happening in the different states and all these international violators. You know, they've got a full plate. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But in the end, each day, we want to see somebody indicted, arrested, and tried for these egregious acts against our country.
Yeah.
We cannot tolerate. That's why countries fall apart. Rule of law. Remember that word?
Yeah, the Democrats like to say that. They just don't like to follow it.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't pertain to them.
No, of course not.
Treason is a high crime that possesses an extreme threat to the nations, to the United States, for example.
Yeah.
This is what destroys countries, is anarchy and not obeying the rule of law.
Right.
And, I mean, we're very close to civil war in America the way it's going.
Yes.
We cannot allow that.
No. No, I agree. Sadly, and I don't want to see it go that way, but that's where it's moving, because you notice even though President Trump has tried to implement certain things, following the law, that these people will not. They will not. They go against everything. And, you know, when we're talking about treason, now we know that there really basically was a coup against President Trump from his...
Exactly.
Right. So wouldn't you call that treason?
Absolutely.
Then what's the problem? I mean, we can identify it. We don't have to be... What happens? Suddenly their brains get scrambled when they go to Capitol Hill, that they don't know how to do this?
Well, I'm not sure they have much brain when they go there. No, I mean, I really question... I did an earlier interview this morning with some people.
Yes.
At the Stand Up America... I mean, at the MacArthur Society of West Point graduates today when I spoke to them. But it's the whole idea that when you go back and you trace all of these outrageous attacks against our country and people, and get away with it. And that's what frustrates, I think, myself and others, that we've got to get tougher against the people that are supporting this anarchy.
We've already added Antifa to the domestic terrorist list in our country. Yet they're over there in Jersey, out in the street, doing all this stuff. I mean,
yeah, it's like they're still in action. I thought we caught those two women of millions of dollars of fraud who led Antifa.
Yeah.
But why are they still existing? Why are they still around?
That's a good question. I don't know why. I don't know why. They're still there. They're making themselves known that they are Antifa. So then what was the point of putting them on the terror list if they, you know, they're domestic terrorists? So, you know, and we do know that they, as you just said, they're getting paid and they are feeding them and they're making sure that they're comfy as they are attacking ICE agents. I mean, federal agents who are trying to enforce the law. I'm not sure why the president is waiting to tell them that they need send the military in there. Of course, they'll scream and say, "Oh, he's a dictator." I really don't care what they say.
I don't either. And if local police, ICE, and so on can't handle these things, then you've got first in line are the National Guard.
Yes.
Now the National Guard belong to the states.
Right.
They work for the governors. Now, when it gets to the point that they have to be federalized, and then they go under the command of the Defense Department.
Really?
Yes. Wow. They have to be federalized, though. And you do that in states of in case of emergency.
It might be getting to that point there, because...
Well, it is. It looks like... the governors are not using...
No. Well, she's not going to. She's a communist.
Right.
You know, so the governor of Jersey, she's not going
to. Where are these treasonous white educated women? Why?
They're all liberal. They're off their nut. That's the same thing in Virginia. They are all Marxist.
What's the deal with these white liberal women? I don't understand.
And they're self-hating whites because they hate white people. I'm laughing because it's
stupid. You can tell they're left wing. Democrats, because they're ugly.
Well, I think that's what happens when you start thinking like that so much. It kind of comes out in his head. So, you know, I don't know if you heard this. I just thought I'd throw this in since you mentioned that. There's a Harvard professor. His name is Arthur Brooks, and he explains that he has the data to show that the unhappiest and most mentally ill people are mostly political left, and that liberal women from the ages of 18 to 30 have a 60% chance of being diagnosed as mentally ill. So I think that kind of confirms what you...
How would you like to get up in the morning and look in the mirror at yourself?
It's no.
What man's going to ask you out for a date?
Maybe that's why they're so angry at men so much. So they're going to punish them, and they'll punish them through the culture, I guess. And all they have to do is put some makeup on. Anyway, that's just me throwing it in there. Treason, of course, is related to other federal crimes, as you had mentioned in the article, and more than one criminal statute may apply to the same conduct. So something that is not proven as treason can still constitute another type of offense.
Espionage.
Okay.
Okay, terrorism.
You brought that up, espionage. I just thought I'd throw this out there. You know that mayor in Arcadia, California, was a Chinese spy, and they gave her. How do you do some plea deal with her for 4 years? She's a spy.
Well,
I don't understand it.
You try her, that's for sure. But
Well, they made a deal with her for four years of jail. She's a spy against the United States. Are we crazy?
And she was a citizen, right?
I don't know if she's a citizen because
she may have had dual citizenship.
Now that's another thing, the dual citizenship thing.
But we can only try American citizens for treason.
Right, but we shouldn't allow dual citizenship with a communist country, should we?
No, not at all.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I just think it's crazy. Right. You know, I think she has dual citizenship, but she was spying for the CCP. So, do we not realize the gravity of that?
Well, many of us do, but some of us don't. Some don't care.
And sadly, those happen to be the people in our government don't care, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, at all levels of government.
Oh, absolutely. It gets so tiring.
I know, it does. That's where we got to keep the faith and keep strong and be warriors in our own right, as I call it, warrior mentality to fight the evils. And that's the other articles I've written on the Western Hemisphere. That's what Trump is trying to do, align the Western Hemisphere from the Arctic to the Antarctic. And one of the reasons that we're looking at Cuba next to see how that can fit into the future.
Right. How is that going right now? Are you aware of any progress there? Because I know they're in darkness. I know they have like no power.
I remember a member of the CIA had a meeting in there the week before last. We're talking to them. Of course, we have Guantanamo Bay there, which is our military installation in Cuba. And it's on the eastern shore. I've been there. And we have our basically, if the treason trials would be in Guantanamo, if we did those, they'd be down there, as far as I understand, conducted by the Pentagon.
Mm. Yeah. Just a quick question again about treason. Do we, as a government of the people, have the stomach to hold these traitors accountable for their crimes? And if not, what will likely occur if they get away with these crimes?
Well, again, it's not the people.
Right.
It's the people we elect to represent us in government that have to take the action.
Right.
That's why we vote. I mean, that's why we put people in that are responsible. But most of them don't have the courage to do that. They're not courageous people.
Is it a selfish act on their part? Like they
weakness.
Weakness, but also selfish in that some of them want to have a career there, you know, up on Capitol Hill. And
that's part of it. They want to keep their constituency and make sure they get voted in again. That's why term limits are so important to have.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they were the ones that would have to, you know, they won't do anything they don't want to do. Unfortunately, they're acting like a direct democracy instead of a constitutional republic.
That's what we should be constantly calling ourselves, not a democracy. Yeah. We're a republic.
Yeah, that's exactly. We're not. We may be a form of it, but we are not a direct democracy. And thank God for our founders that they didn't give us that. But they're acting like that because, you know, the SAVE Act, which we want to protect our vote, they won't do it. Over 80% of all the voting public wants the SAVE Act, and they went and took off and gave themselves another couple of weeks vacation. They don't, and they won't allow him to do recess appointments. The Senate is, to me, is the worst of Congress.
Oh, they are. There's no doubt about it.
And
then you have these rhinos in charge.
Oh gosh, you mean Thune? Yeah, Thune, McConnell, all of them.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing to us.
They're just looking to pat each other's back and
Yeah.
Now they're up against a leader who wants to take action and get things done. And that's why they fight him.
Yeah. Yeah. They fight him, and they're really fighting us because we're the ones that put him in there, and we're the ones that want this, and they won't do it. They won't do it.
Yeah. The other part I think you brought up earlier, you know, part of this whole treason thing is aiding and providing comfort to those people committing these acts of treason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people need to study history a little bit. The cases tried have all been very minor so far, but haven't even touched on the treason part of people that have worked against our country.
Yeah.
And we're fighting these foreigners like the lady you mentioned from China down in Southern California.
Yeah.
we're not going after the chief violators.
No, we're not. No, that's all the little people. It's not the people that, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to get away with things because, unfortunately, because I was against Pam Bondi and knew she was going to be a nothing, and she was nothing. She did nothing. And she wasted over a year when Blanche, you know, he's very good so far. Blanche is good, you know, the one that took over, the interim AG.
I recall a story when I was a brigadier and I got promoted, and my 3-star boss, he said, the further you climb up, the more of your ass people will see.
Oh my God.
That was his quote. And he said,
true.
Yeah, he was a brilliant guy. I loved him. And he said, what's going to be important are the tracks you leave in the snow.
Yeah.
The tracks you leave in the snow. In other words, as you go through life, you're going to make tracks in the snow or whatever. But there's something there that positions you to be admired if you leave tracks. And leaving tracks means you do something positive to help society.
Means you lead, too, because you're not following tracks. You're making tracks. So
that's right. Yeah. I thought it was very perceptive of him.
And
that was a little note that he sent me.
Wow. That was poignant. Very important question, Paul. Where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? Order all your books, including Beyond Treason, Betrayal and Treason in America, and Dismantling of America. Where can they do everything?
Everything, yeah. It's called Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. You got to put the U.S. in there. StandUpAmericaUS.org.
Excellent. Excellent. To get
we were hit about 3 weeks ago, by the way, and knocked out our whole website for 2.5 weeks.
Oh.
So we just got it set. It's taken several weeks to get it up and running again.
Oh, gosh.
But our books are on there. You can make donations. It helps us pay our staff and do things that are based on the future. Our publishing is supported by donations. And like you said, we do books. We do probably 4 or 5 articles a week.
Yes.
But it's all based on research and based on reality again. Reality Prism is one of the biggest ones. That's the latest one out.
Yes. Excellent.
That was based on my visit with General al-Sisi in Cairo.
Aha. And you know what I'd like to see soon, too? Let's see a documentary on treason coming out from the books. That would be something to do.
That's a thought for you.
That's a thought.
Like to see somebody do that. But, you know, I thank you for what you're doing. I mean, and the important thing I see, I get so tired of television and these other people that are on the air all the time, that they deal in innuendos and they don't deal with reality, you know. And reality is the truth. You know what may be the truth to one person or another, but you can't get away from what's real.
That's right. Even though some try, and as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the General's work. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments on these issues with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.